All new 590, the Fan Camp and his studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, just around the corner. Large morning show in the afternoon. Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
And I have been eating mushrooms and moss, mostly mushrooms. I'm starting to hallucinate. When I close my eyes, I can see strange characters running around chasing colorful geometric shapes in a dark and infinite limbo. I have stopped closing my eyes.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
To be one of those guys. Why am I so low there? See, you forgot.
You're not
again.
Low no, at all. You are not low at all. That's the music was just high.
That. Don't get started. Don't start it.
Frank, you ever hear those people that are like professional whistlers who can, and then when they can whistle a song, it's just like an instrument. I'm just going to be able to do that, but I can just, I mean, I can make a sound. What's funny is little kids, like 4 or 5. They see you whistle and they try it. It's hysterical. And you cannot explain ever to anybody, especially a kid, how to whistle, because they see you're blowing. There's no way to try to go, well, because I don't even know.
Right.
Or try to teach a kid how to blow a bubble gum. Can't do it. They see you blow funny. A bubble, and then they take it, and no matter how you try, you go, well, and mess your flat with your tongue. You cannot. They just have to figure it out. Like, hey, did you ever know any girls that could do that, tie a cherry stem in a knot with their tongue?
Yeah.
That's a talent, buddy. That is. I could never do that.
Every guy sits there and stares at her.
Now, I've known guys that could do it. That seems gay to me. Women, that's intriguing when they do it.
I don't understand why you would want them to do that.
I don't know, because about it. Think it's a stem. To be able to tie it in a knot with your tongue, that's...
It shows they have a strong tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Oh, is that a criteria on Planet Limey?
I mean, it's important.
I don't know that I really mean I wish I could do it. I just think it's a great sort of talent to be able to do that.
I agree.
I don't need to do it. I don't need to prove anything. Ask any of the women here. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is October 8th. After tomorrow, it absolutely is the end of summer weather. It's going to be really, really nice. Almost too cold right away. See, we skipped spring, and now we're going to skip fall. We're going to go right into freezing to death. I'm not kidding. Upper 30s by the end of the week.
You know how I know that?
How do you know that, Dave Murray?
No, because I listened to my newscast at the top of the hour.
So you heard yourself.
Yeah,
say it.
Well, I know. That's how I know.
Good enough for me. Boy, there's a lot. Look, anytime we get back here after the weekend, there's a lot to talk about. And I'm going to do my best to stay away from politics and to say much more than this. Congratulations to, I want to get this right, congratulations to Andorra Tate, the new Miss Gay America.
Oh, nice. That was right here in St. Louis.
Yes, it was, Dan. You know, every once in a while, St. Louis has the honor of hosting something big. Olympics.
I'm surprised you didn't MC that.
So am I.
And
I didn't get the call. I didn't get it. Miss Gay America, by the way, is a guy. Michael Collins, I think, is his name. But he goes by Andorra Tate, is his drag queen name. And
Tate.
Yeah, T-E-Tay, and then T-E-E. Tate.
I know your porn star name is the name of the your first pet and the street you grew up on.
What do you mean, my porn star? I don't have a porn
Everybody
star
has a porn
Everybody
star
has a porn
it's
star
It's the name,
name
of your first pet and the street in the street you grew up on. My porn star name is Buddy Rose Garden.
Buddy Rose Garden.
Yeah. Nice.
Did we discuss this on here?
Yeah, well, no, we did. No, we did.
No, we did.
We did.
Here.
Yeah.
Then mine would be, it's pet first. Pet name first in the street.
Pet, first pet name in the street you grew up on.
I'm Pepsi Florence. My dog's name was Pepsi, like the drink, and we lived on Florence Road. So I'm Pepsi Florence, which is not a very good studly porn name. No, I don't like that.
That's gay porn.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to my very first dog that I remember was Boots. So I'm
Hey,
Boots.
Look who's here, Dan Strauss.
Hey, thanks. So my porn name is Boots Swan.
That's good.
Boots Swan.
Except for the swan part. Wow.
What's your
You know, if only you'd know, if you knew this years ago, your parents could have deliberately given you a name like Studley, and then they would have moved on purpose to Hungwell Drive. You'd be Studley. Studley Hungwell would be your porn name.
Studley Hungwell.
How would
no,
we,
your
how
dog.
How would we know?
This is your
oh, that's right. Your dog's
right.
name would be Studley.
Yeah.
Or your pet. Yeah.
And Hungwell Drive, then you could be Studley Hungwell.
What if he had a like a parakeet named Tweety? Then you would be like Tweety.
Tweety Hungwell?
Yeah.
No, that's not. Hungwell. That doesn't work. That does not work. No, that doesn't work. So there is a lot to talk about. Again, Andorra, congratulations to you. I watched as much as I could stomach of some pictures of the event and video, which, of course, linked me to some RuPaul episodes. I don't want to say too much here, but what happened? I mean, what in the world?
I think
happened?
It's always been around like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they've always been around. No, it hasn't. No,
yeah,
no, 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 no. I disagree. When you see, I'm doing what I don't want to do.
You may not have realized it, Frank, but it's always been there. It has.
How many? I'd love to know the number of cross-dressers and drag queens we have in this country. I just would. I'd like to know. I want, once and for all, let's just all of you come out and let's count you so we know how many there are. Because I do not understand. Let me put it this way. Why are we getting farther and farther away from men being men? The Steve McQueens, the John Waynes. Why is it that every reporter on TV, especially any kind of entertainment reporting, is effeminate? Why is that? The Andy Cohens and this reporter and that reporter and the Don Lemons and the Anderson Cooper. And it's not even entertainment reporting. It's like more and more and more. You don't see a guy. It's like guys are afraid to be masculine.
I think that's because that's what's selling right now. Really?
But why?
I have no idea. It's
and everything. Who, and by the way, who is it that really wants this? Is that what women want? Ladies, do you want an effeminate boyfriend or husband? Or do you want a man? Do you want a guy? Apparently, a lot of you want the skinny jeans, effeminate looking guy, because I see you with him out in public. And I don't get it. There was a my mother, who I was not real close to, and my mother, who never did or said anything sexual. I don't even know if she knew what sex was, except maybe they accidentally did it twice, and my brother and I were born. Maybe my dad tripped and fell on her or something,
oh.
And we were born, and that happened twice. I'm not kidding. She was the least sexual person ever.
Oops. Sorry about that, honey.
Yeah. What do you mean you're pregnant?
I don't know, but something felt good.
But the only time I ever heard my mother say anything where I thought, my goodness, she almost sounds like she's kind of interested or aroused by this guy. And it was a guy named Rory Calhoun. He starred in a series called The Texan. And he was a macho cowboy. All right?
All right.
And she loved watching The Texan. And I don't even know if she understood the feelings that were stirring up, but she loved The Texan. What happened that is no longer a thing? The Steve McQueens, the John Waynes. Help me out. Give me some more man's man type. You know,
Texas
Kirk
Walker,
Douglas,
Texas
Spartacus,
Ranger.
Walker, Texas Ranger. There you go.
Yeah.
What the heck? What happened? That is it something that we were the last 50 years ate, or with the water, or that has created effeminate men?
I think it's the TV. Tell you. Honestly.
But then that's the question. Does life imitate art, or does art imitate life? Is the TV reflecting people, or are people reflecting the TV?
I think people are reflecting the TV, because if you look, say, all right, 20 years ago, you had action movies galore coming out. All right?
Right.
All kinds of stuff.
You had action movies, and then later you actually had pussy galore. Not just action movies galore, but pussy galore.
I can imitate Art Carney. Hey, Ralphie boy.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's like life imitating art, or art imitating life.
I imitated art, and he imitated an art. I'm not laughing. I'm in explain mode, not laugh mode.
There is a difference.
Explain mode.
But no, I just think everything is, as I said,
I'm confused.
In a cycle.
I'm confused. When I was a kid, you were bullied and excluded if you were a sissy. It was not cool to be a sissy. Now, it's not only cool to be a sissy, it's cooler to be more than just a sissy. To be gay, to be LGBTQRXWXYZ.
Oh, that's if you're older. I think if you're younger and you're effeminate
and I understand that.
In high school.
But I am
like
not
that.
The least bit ashamed of the fact that I think men... It's almost like the world now seems to be more accepting of effeminate men than real macho men, if that makes sense. It's like there's no place. Even in ads for men's cologne, the guy in the ad looks gay, and maybe he is. What happened? What happened to hairy chests? What happened to that? and that being a Sean Connery is James Bond. I go back and watch Goldfinger, Thunderball. That guy took his shirt off. It was like a carpet, and women went crazy.
To take this conversation an ignorant level worse, which you probably didn't think was possible until I started to speak here. I know a couple of gay guys that probably would most people would consider like good looking guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that when women find out they're gay, they get hit on mercilessly by women because women are trying to turn them.
Oh, so
women are trying to see if they
can. Then we should pretend to be gay.
Well, I've given a thought.
But except for one problem. You said they're good looking.
Oh, yeah. That'd be my downfall.
So we're out. We're out. We can't play that game. Oh, man.
I like the shop.
Now, tell me if this makes sense to you. I watched some video because the story linked me to some of RuPaul's shows, and I watched drag queens performing in competition, and in the audience are men, obviously gay men, and they're at the foot of the stage reaching up like people would reach out to touch, you know, Kiss or the Beatles or somebody, and I'm thinking, if you guys are so turned on by that person who looks just like a woman, how about a woman? Because what you're looking at, that you're so excited and all getting all giddy and giggly over, is a replica of a woman. Her thing, his thing is taped down between his legs so that when they wear swimsuits, no, I'm not kidding.
I know.
There's a name for it. It's called D-tape. The D word for...
Just call it penis tape.
Penis tape.
There you go.
There is an actual thing, penis tape. And the backstage, they tape it down so that when they wear little shorty short shorts or swimsuits, women's swimsuits, it looks like they don't have one.
I'd have to use a whole roll.
How did I know that was coming? But here's my point. If that turns them on, why wouldn't a woman dressed in that same over-the-top, flamboyant, too much makeup, great big eyelashes, why wouldn't that turn them on? That's a mystery to me. Now, there is not the equivalent among gay women for drag queens. Where's the competition where a woman walks out on stage with a briefcase and a hat and a suit or a construction outfit like she's on the road crew? Where's that competition? They don't have that. They don't have drag women. Isn't that interesting?
Actually, yeah, a little bit.
Yet, there are many gay women who choose a partner who's real man-like. Right. How about trying a man? If you like that look, try a man. They'll even strap on a thing to simulate being the husband. Why not just get a real husband?
eBay has Wonder Woman drag queen Halloween costumes for sale.
Who would let their kid wear that?
Who would let you? I'm not kidding. I'm looking at it right now. A kid, you can buy your child a Wonder Woman drag queen Halloween costume with full mask and everything.
For your daughter or your son?
Well, whichever one wants to wear it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
See, again, the question, what happened?
Dave said he has an explanation.
Well, I'd like to speak to Dave. And Dave, don't take this the wrong way. Welcome to 590. First question, are you a drag queen?
No, I am not.
Well, I had to ask. You know, you never know who's on the phone. What do you have, Dave?
Okay, the big fashionable thing these days is high school girls, college girls especially, you have to have your gay friend.
Oh, that
is the coolest thing you can be.
Oh, yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, weddings recently, the big thing is that the maid of honor is a guy. So, you know, that's coming up, the wedding you have coming up. That's something to keep in
mind. No, Dave, but it will not be something I keep in mind. My daughter's maid of honor will not be a guy, and I know it's her wedding, but that's where I go, no money for this wedding.
My brother Josh got married in Seattle, and his wife had a gay friend as a man of honor with all the women lined up on her side.
Well, at least he was a man of honor. He wasn't a maid of honor. So, Dave, but you're right. It's the cool thing to have a gay friend.
That's the
friend.
Coolest thing to do. Remember, these guys are hairless.
Yeah.
They act like women. They're your best friend. That's why all these teachers think these young boys, the incidents of the teachers going after the young boys, we all think, how can this happen? is because that's the coolest thing there is, because they went to school, their best friend is a flaming gay homosexual, and they think that's the coolest thing there is.
Well,
that's
Dave, I have a recommendation for any really good-looking young guys. Say that you're gay when you're around girls. Pretend to be gay. Then they'll want to be your buddy. They'll go out with you. And then one night when all the stars are aligned, spring it on them.
You just changed kidding. Me.
Just kidding. I'm not gay.
No, you don't say just kidding. You go, you changed me.
You changed me. Let's have sex. I didn't think any woman could change me, but you did. Let's go to bed right now. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I like it.
All right, Dave, thank you for the call. What? Anything else?
Well, I could never do that because I come from a swarthy people. I'm a hairy guy.
Yeah.
And they would have to set me on fire just to be able to shave me the way these guys do. I could never do it. I could never pretend.
Dave, I'm
I would
with
never
you.
Make it in the drag queen contest.
Dave,
I couldn't do it.
There are parts of my back I could braid. I'm not kidding. And I like it. I like it. And I have no intention of shaving it. And there was a time when the only men who shaved their backs and their chest and their legs and their underarms were swimmers, Olympic swimmers. I get that. Okay. Cuts down the drag. I get that. But outside of that, if you're not an Olympic swimmer and you're shaving your legs, you're gay.
Well, you don't have to shave them anymore.
Absolutely,
Dave,
you are.
Dave, they could just dip you in a vat of Nair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of sit in that for about 5 minutes, and you come out of that, and it just comes all
falls
right
off.
Seriously.
And that would last me until about the afternoon, and then it would all be back.
I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you, man. I shave twice a day sometimes. I wish I didn't have to, but I do. I'm just hairy, and I like it, because if they find my body somewhere, nobody will ever have to go, well, is he a guy or a girl? Oh, look at that back hair. That's a guy. And they start there.
They'll know, or Bigfoot, one or the other. It'll have to
you
be a scientist and figure it out.
You bet. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks a lot, guys. AM and the PM.
All right. Well, what does this mean? Somebody's on for Dr. Doug? Dr. Doug's on Wednesday.
That's probably just a call, leftover from last week. That person called,
yeah,
and Dan probably put their name on.
Well, but we can't help him. We're not Dr. Doug.
He's not on for Dr. Doug.
It's just the name showing up, because that's the name that was on there last time.
What? I'm lost.
Sometimes the system...
I need to go into explain mode again.
The system will...
Well, it's a crappy system.
The system will keep names in here sometimes.
Well, talk to him either way. He knows Dr. Doug's not here.
Biff.
Biff, welcome to 590. What do you got?
Oh, man, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, is it wrong? I recently had a couple lesbians I converted. Both of them.
Is it wrong?
You did?
Are you kidding? You get a standing ovation. Now, were they lipstick lesbians or were they Janet Reno lesbians?
No, these are Barbie doll lesbians.
As my preacher once said, if converting them girls is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Was this both girls in one evening, or did this take a week?
It took a couple of years, but it came to fruition, you know.
Did it come to fruition as a threesome with both of them at the same time?
Yeah. Well, I'll give the listeners a tip if any of the listeners want to attempt what I've accomplished. So what you do is you got to make one of them jealous. So the one, you see where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
So the one, she used to be straight and then she became a lesbian. Well, I know the both of them. And the one, I got her to, you know, we're going to spend the night at this, the Limp Mansion has like bed and breakfast rooms that are supposedly haunted.
I bet it wasn't limp that night.
Oh, yeah. It was the Stiff Mansion.
Yeah.
The Stiff Mansion.
See, stop right here. Dan cannot take credit for that.
No.
Because years ago, we did a spoof haunted special as if we were broadcasting live from the Stiff Mansion.
Yeah.
And that was my idea, and I'm not letting you take credit for the Stiff Mansion. Go ahead, Biff.
Okay, so I concocted this really exciting...
Concocted? I don't think you can use that word. You mean you came up with?
I concocted, yeah.
Okay.
This elegant evening, and she was so intrigued by it that she was willing to do this with me. But then when the girlfriend found out about it, she got all jealous, and she texted me. She said, hey, my girlfriend's really jealous. So I go, well, that's okay. Bring her along. And she goes, oh, let me ask. She said, yes, she'd be happy to. So that's you make one jealous, and you're in bed with both of them.
Every man's fantasy. You lived it. You lived it, Biff.
It was an all night. I never slept that night, you know.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Just thinking about it. Thank you, Biff.
No problem, Frank.
All right.
See ya.
But I'm not, when I say this, I'm not kidding. Go back to what I said before. Two women, one of them looks like a trucker, and she straps on a male thing.
Right.
And they have their fun, but the one is sort of trying to be a guy with a guy's thing strapped on. Why wouldn't you want the real thing that didn't have to be strapped on? I don't get it.
Well, I think the strap-on part is just for the sex part. Like, you know, they're not actually attracted to men. They need that for, like, you know, the stimulation.
What is it about men they're not attracted to? I would think it would be their
hairy backs.
It could be anything, you know. Could be facial hair. Could be muscles. Could be...
Breath.
Breath.
I don't think it's breath.
You'd be surprised.
Every guy doesn't have bad breath.
Well, no, not every guy doesn't have bad breath.
Some women have bad breath.
Some women have atrocious breath.
In fact, I don't want to get too specific, but I think there are some things that lesbians do that could mess your breath up pretty good for some women. Well?
That's why I don't understand why people let dogs lick their face.
Oh, no.
I have a friend who lets my dog just lick her
face. But as a kid...
I never do.
But as a kid, did you have a dog? If you had a dog, your dog licked you in the face.
I would never allow it.
Yeah, but they have that. Now the dog's saliva, some of it, and it's very rare. But did you see that guy that
to
have...
You can have a horrible disease.
Yeah.
And he had, like, his hands amputated or something. But that's you're right. That's very rare. Millions of kids have had their faces licked over and over and over by dogs. It's just when you're a kid, your dog comes up and licks you in the face. And I don't think it's a big deal, or there'd be dead kids everywhere. It's just not kids with dogs would be dying by the thousands. It's not a big deal. Okay, now we've started it. Charlene's on the phone. Charlene, welcome to 590. Before we take this any further, I have to ask you, are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How can we help you, or how can you help us?
I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I have talked about the same issue about why are these guys so gay or effeminate? So we haven't really come up with anything else other than, you know, we were just wondering if it's because of everybody's upbringing. Is it because of their, and I'm probably going to get, like, a lot of people really mad at me, but it's because, you know, a lot of, single mothers are raising boys and there's not strong male influences. I don't know. So those were just kind of the thoughts that we had, but I didn't try to convert anybody.
But then it's not just me. At least what you're telling me is you and your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
So you've noticed it. You watch TV.
Yes.
You watch. How can you not notice it? And you notice the effeminization of the feminization or the pussification of men. No, that's true. No, that's a good term, because something or somebody or some force is turning men into effeminate sissy girls. And I think it's horrible. And
it's not anybody I would be interested in dating at all.
And gay men, I think there are far more gay men who are very attractive, I'm going to get in trouble for this, than gay women. Gay women, my wife puts it this way, gay men seem to pretty up, and gay women seem to ugly up. Now, there are exceptions, what they call lipstick lesbians, real hot, good looking. But most, if you look at the gay pride events and the LGBT, look at the crowd, most of the women do not look like Charlize Theron. They don't. They look like Janet Reno. Most of the men are, a lot of them, are actually really good-looking. And my wife will see a really good-looking guy. She finds out he's gay. She goes, oh, what a shame. What a shame. No, what a shame that he's gay. What a waste for all of us women that he's gay. She used to watch a show called White Collar. I don't know. Who's the guy? Who's the star?
I don't remember his name. Nope, I'll have to have a look.
My wife had the hots for this guy, and then she finds out he's gay, and she couldn't believe it. And she thought, you got to be kidding me. And they just kind of let the air out of it.
I wrote a story about this very subject in my book. It's called Nice Groomers. It's about my groomers who groom my dogs, and they're lesbians, and they're hot. They wear makeup, and they got long hair, and they're young.
And I
would have had no idea, because I agree with you.
But
the norm is what you describe.
Right.
But there's exceptions to every rule.
All right. Well, Charlene, I'm glad I'm not the only one that's noticed this. And thank you for the call. Was there anything else?
That was it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Charlene, how old are you, Charlene?
I am 62.
Favorite age. Charlene, do you get the magazine called 62 It, I Like to Do It? do you get that magazine?
No, I don't.
Well, I do, and I just got the current issue, and there's an article in here. It says a woman reaches her sexual peak at 62. Did you know that?
Well, I've heard that, and I think my boyfriend would agree with that.
Thank you, Charlene.
Okay, bye.
Now, did she sound 65? No. She sounded 32. 32. See, this audience, there's a youthening that takes place with this show. I'm serious.
You were making up words left and right in this first hour.
Well, I invented the word youthening. And
pussification, because I just looked it up on dictionary.com. That's not a word.
Well, it will. It'll be in there next year.
All right.
Youthening is what happens when people who normally think, well, you know, I'm starting to get old, but then they listen to this show, and then they become younger. They sound younger. She didn't sound 62. 32. There you go.
Something happened to me over the weekend involving one of your listeners.
Hey, look who's here. Tim Woodburn.
I don't know if this is really... Well, maybe I'll...
Nah, go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm watching the Mizzou football game Saturday at Bobby's place in Valley Park. Okay. Right? I'm a Mizzou fan. My friends are all there. Don't talk to me. Don't bother me. I want to sit here and watch. I went to Mizzou. I want to watch the Mizzou game, right?
Free lunch?
So, yeah, right? My name's not Landoff. And so... And they are a sponsor of the station, by the way.
Oh,
so,
okay. Well, so, you know, that's good.
They've done remotes and stuff.
Okay,
so,
that's good.
So, I'm... You know, Mizzou had a good first half, you know, and they were winning at halftime, and I was kind of getting into the game. Every once in a while, I'd yell a little something at the TV, and, you know, but yeah, I was pretty calm because things were going well. And this woman who's sitting at the end of the bar sends her boyfriend over and asked me if I was Tim Woodburn. She listens to the show, and she recognized who I was because she heard me yelling at the TV. So I go, her name's Donna, and hi, Donna. And I went over and said hi to her and her boyfriend, and we shook hands, and we chatted up for a little bit. She talks about how she's been listening to you for a million years and just loves you to death. This all went fine and dandy. She asked me to speak at a speaking engagement that she hosts down the road, and I said, sure. So we chatted for a couple of minutes, and I went back down and sat at my seat, and I completely forgot that I'd had this conversation as the Mizzou meltdown occurred in the third quarter where they... first of all, a monsoon rainstorm hit the game, and then Mizzou, you know, fumbled a punt, and they missed a field goal, and they threw a pick six interception. And every time something happened, I'm just like, "You see,
did you use profanity?
I did. Okay. I did, and I, not that loud, but I mean, I was. Yeah, there was some profanity that came out, and then all of a sudden, I look over and.
She's changing her mind about having you speak.
I totally forgot that here's a listener of this show. Recognized me. Nice, elegant woman sitting at the end of the bar. I'm like, oh, God, this gal's going to cancel this whole thing. But then here's the funny part of it. The reason I said the name of the place is because she sent me an email. I think she had a couple cocktails herself because she goes, hey, I enjoyed meeting you at Fandango's on Saturday. Yeah. So I don't feel so bad for cussing at the TV in front of one of the listeners because she doesn't even remember the name of the place that we met at. So I think
score is even. I think you're still on for the speaking engagement.
I think so.
So we didn't do the Burke. We'll take a quick break. We'll do the Burke segment. And Clarence is on here, or at least Dan's spelling of Clarence, which is wrong.
Yeah.
Clarence, welcome to 590. How are you?
I am just fine. I'm laughing my head off driving down the highway here, but it's funny. I tell you, you guys got a great conversation going there.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Here's my theory.
Okay.
And I'm not gay.
Okay, are you a drag queen?
But
or a cross dresser? I got a feeling the answer is no.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
Okay, when a guy goes with a female, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He has to be able to perform and perform well.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be nice to her. He has to get her excited. And he has to make sure she has a good time as he does.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, what two guys doesn't even matter. I mean, it don't matter. You just go bam, and you're done, and you turn over, and the other guy goes bam, he's done, there's no problem. Guys are afraid of women. These guys are gotten so afraid of women because they have to be able to do the job. And they are afraid of it, and they can't make it happen. And so what they do, they turn gay, and then that part of it goes away because they no longer have to be considered.
This is his partner. This is a theory I've never heard before. Guys turn gay because they're afraid of women. I'm afraid of women, but I'm not turning gay. I'm afraid of them for other reasons. I'm afraid of them because they might make up a story that I tried to do something I didn't really try to do. Which is why anymore, don't be in the room alone with a woman. Have a witness. I'm not kidding. But that's an interesting theory.
Hey, 29% of women have orgasms.
Wait, hold it, doctor. Where did you? How do you know that 29? Only 29?
Hey, go study it, babe. 29% of women have orgasms during intercourse. So when men didn't have intercourse with other men, that matters. Only one of them's going to have it anyway from that position.
This guy needs his own show.
I'm with Tim. Clarence, you need your own show.
We have an opening on this station, I think.
No, we got five openings. We got all kinds of openings.
Wow.
Here.
Wow.
Seriously.
For a woman, you have to be cautious. You have to be kind. You have to know what turns her on. You have to do certain things.
You got a point.
Hey, I'm just telling you guys.
And if
I'm
you fail, you. She tells her girlfriends, and word gets out, and you're blackballed. Probably not the best word I could use, but you're on that list. Don't go out with him. He can't please you.
Change your color. Yeah. You got it right. You're blue ball.
Yeah, blue ball. There you go.
That's an interesting theory, Clarence. I appreciate it.
You think about it because it works.
All right. Thank you, Clarence.
Woman's Day magazine reports that 61% of women experience orgasm. So I think his math is a little sad.
I mean,
it's got to be more than 29.
61 is not, that's not acceptable.
It's double what he said.
We need to seek out this 39%. Would that be what's left there? And see if we can help. They shouldn't be 39.
Are we the problem solvers here?
In this case, we could try to be. We need to put the word out. Hey, you 39%ers who never have one, here's who we are. Come see us, and we'll show you what that's like.
Tim@gatewaypi.net.
Now you got another service, a book, the news, and sexual satisfaction service.
Oh, yeah. The Big O service.
I have to do some business, or we'll be out of business here. And then we'll do a quick break, and we'll come back and do the Burke segment or whatever. Thompson Price. Yes, Price, just like Price is Right, P-R-I-C-E. That's maybe the most important part of the name of this business for a couple of reasons. One, the price you pay for a kitchen or bath remodel is not going to be a price that they throw out there to be the cheapest. But it's going to be a price that you're going to pay, and when the work is done, you will think, boy, did we get our money's worth. It's also the name you want to make sure is part of at least one of the companies you talk to. We can't stop you from talking to three or four or five kitchen and bath remodeling places. Talk to as many as you want, but make sure one of them has the name Price in it. Then you'll know you're dealing with the people we're talking about. The company that, by the way, is the company that redid our kitchen 23 years ago, and over a span of about 12 years, remodeled every bathroom in our house, including a little half bath in the hallway. This is also the longest running advertiser on this show, 23 years and counting. Thompson Price. Folks, look. Not everybody listening needs a kitchen remodeled right now or a bathroom, but when some of you do. But when the time comes, and I would think that a lot of these jobs could be done by the holidays. We're only at August 8th. They can tell you once they come out and measure, take a look at what needs to be done.
You said August 8th.
Idiot!
He said, I think these things could be done by the holiday, but because we're only at August 8th.
There's no holiday in August.
No, he's talking about like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and that everything could be done by the holiday.
You want me to read you the email that I got from the guy that owns the place?
Oh, from Mr. Price? From Tom Price?
No, the guy that owns the station.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Frank, Randy here. I have an idea. You don't have to run with it unless you want to keep your job. I think it might be a good idea just to test to see if anybody's really listening and paying attention. If maybe tomorrow, now he wrote this yesterday, you deliberately mess up the date. For example, he says, tomorrow is October 8th. Why don't you say August 8th? See if anybody notices.
Oh.
Just a suggestion. You don't have to go with it. But if you don't, you're fired, and it's signed by the guy that owns the place.
Oh.
So now don't you feel you feel stupid?
No.
No,
because I caught it.
There's one flaw in that story, Frank.
What?
Being the investigative reporter that I am and my commitment to accuracy.
What is it?
Randy doesn't know how to use email.
Oh, this wasn't written by him.
You said it was.
It was sent by him through Katie, who works here.
Oh, here we go.
It says here at the bottom, by the way, as you know, I'm not really emailing this. I'm having Katie do it for me. It says it right there at the bottom. Yeah. So, as I was saying, here we are, October 8th. I don't know what can be done or can't be done by the holidays, but we work. Look, maybe you don't need it by the holidays. Maybe you don't need a kitchen or bathroom model till next year. First of the year, spring, whatever. Just do us and yourself a favor. Include Thompson Price. You want to see their showroom? They'd love for you to do that. It's in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And, of course, they have a website. It's thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Heavy volume southbound 270 from Olive to Doherty Ferry. The northbound 270 ramp to westbound 70. You've got an accident blocking. Accidents westbound 30 at Little Brennan, southbound Sappington at Gravoy. And look for heavy volume westbound 44 at Thandeventer. From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car's hood, they've covered it. Talk to Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Television's Doug Vaughn here with another word about Ragazzi's. By now, you know all about the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls that you can have filled with any of your preferred beverages. I've told you about Ragazzi's fast steam table lunches for only $8.95 Monday through Friday. It's the best deal in town. Now I want to tell you that Ragazzi's is open daily at 8 a.m. with a full bar, full menu of all your favorite Ragazzi's dishes, and, of course, the Ragazzi's trademark fish bowls. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Homecoming is on the horizon as Mizzou football welcomes Memphis October 20th.
To the house, touchdown Missouri.
Stop by Tigertown pregame for the Say Insurance free tailgate concert that will feature the group Nico and Benz. Order your tickets to Mizzou football against Memphis online at MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. Mizzou homecoming October 20th. We'll see you at the zoo.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Be the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Hang on a second. You obviously were not paying attention. You were not paying attention.
No, that's fine.
What happened there is actually you did tell him to run that, but then you called an audible and he didn't get that signal.
No, I never said run that music, ever. We said, John Londos in the studio, He said he's just going to hang out and he'll join us next hour.
I apologize, Mr. Landoff. I thought you were going to take it as the top.
No, don't apologize. He loved it. He loved it because when they hear that, they think immediately of Johnny Landoff. John Landoff is in the studio, but he's going to, and this will be tough for him, he's going to have to sort of just sit here and be an observer and a guest, and then after the news, we'll talk a little Johnny Landoff talk. Is that okay, John?
What you're trying to say is it's hard for me not to talk.
Well, it is. And you brought me a Johnny Landoff golf shirt.
Yes, sir.
In my daughter-in-law's favorite color, purple.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I will.
My pleasure.
As soon as I get home. And he left, he left the price tag on it to let me know that I'll actually have to pay for it.
No, you don't. Please.
What?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's on the house.
Oh, okay.
Mimi told me to give it to you.
If you insist. Now, yours is a... Is that a different shade of purple? That's more of a
lavender.
Ooh, lavender.
Someone had to tell me. I didn't know what color it was when I got it a few years ago. As a matter of fact, one of the executive managers, or Mark Thornton, kind of bought this color for me.
I like it.
Yeah?
It's nice.
It does wonders for my eyes. Not really. I just thought I'd say that.
I think you're supposed to let girls say that. Well, they're supposed to say, boy, that does wonders for your eyes. You don't wait for them to notice it. You just throw it right out there.
Listen, I've been listening to the show all the way out here. So
interesting, huh?
It's unbelievable.
Did you know that we hosted Miss Gay America? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Last week, it was two nights, October 3rd and 4th, St. Louis was host to the, this is like a national deal.
Miss Gay, awesome.
It's a drag queen competition. Men, and the winner is Miss Gay America, which in itself is confusing because Miss is actually a guy. And when they're backstage, and I watch them like backstage stuff, they refer to each other as girls. Come on, girls! But then they interview them as guys, and they're men. It's confusing.
I got to get ready for the evening dress set up.
Well, they don't talk that way, Dan.
Well, some of them do, actually.
I don't think so.
There are a couple of them that did.
Yeah. That would be hilarious, I would think.
You ever watch the RuPaul thing, the reality show? You know who RuPaul is? He's the most famous drag queen guy, probably.
No.
You never watched that? Why does that not surprise you? I did, just because of this pageant. It is...
No, you've been watching it for how long?
It is... Okay. I DVR it. I've watched every episode. No, it actually is interesting. It's confusing to me, but it's interesting. It's not interesting in the way, like, I want to start dressing
right.
like that, but oh, I just...
That's good news for all of us here.
Yeah, it is. So I have to talk about real quickly about my dentist, and now it's Limey's dentist. He has now joined the Ballast Dental Care family. Come on. Next, we get him to join the Landoff family. That will happen at some point when he gets his Camaro, his dream car. But
hopefully why I'm still young.
He's probably the only British patient they have because they generally do not go to the dentist. But you...
That's terrible to say.
Well, no, it's true. They don't like dental work in England, I don't think. But you're here now. You're back here where you belong.
Uh-huh.
So when in Rome, or in this case, when in St. Louis... Do as St. Louisans who care about their teeth do, and that's go to Ballast Dental Care. So have you had that second visit? When is that?
I actually have got to get a medical waiver from my doctor because I'm having them knock me out to do the dental work, and then I get my next appointment to start getting my new teeth.
Okay, well, see, they do it right.
Yeah.
You do it the way you're supposed mm-hmm. to. You can't just knock somebody out unless their family doctor says, okay, knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll report back to us after that.
Of course.
Too. So there's nothing really else to say except that for 45 years, this is where I've gone to the dentist. And I'm inviting you, just as I did Limey, and he took me up on it, to... I just want to say if you don't have a dentist, but even if you do, dump him. Dump him, dump her. Make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and I'll bet that's what you'll do. I'll bet you'll never want to go back where you went before. You'll see. You'll see. Ballast Dental Care. The corner Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Don't go away because after the news, not just Johnny Landoff on the phone, but Johnny Landoff in a lavender shirt in the studio. It's 4 o'clock. It's 590 The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. Attacks against now Justice Brett Kavanaugh are being called false. President Trump made the comments while speaking at a law enforcement convention this afternoon in Florida. Trump says Kavanaugh should not have gone through what he went through.
It was a disgraceful situation brought about by people that are evil, and he toughed it out. We all toughed it out together.